I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Murder Homes is a production of iHeartRadio.
This is Creep Central, okay? Yeah, it's the closest thing I've ever been to. Like, I've stepped into a horror movie, and I'm not sure I like it.
That's Mark Nelson. He and his wife Barb are one of the most sought-after ghost hunting teams on the West Coast. I talked to them about their experience at George Hodel's former home on Franklin Avenue. But what we didn't include in the episode is their very first murder home experience at an infamous mansion in Los Feliz in Los Angeles. On December 6, 1959, Dr. Harold Perelson killed his wife with a hammer and severely beat his 18-year-old daughter. He then ended his own life. Here's Mark and Barb talking about their experience in that home.
That was the first one we went to, was a famous mansion. The dentist who owned the house ended up bludgeoning his wife to death. And then he went after his kids. He attacked the daughter, but she survived and was able to go to a neighbor's and, you know, call the police. And the children survived, but the husband and wife were both. He ended up killing himself by drinking a glass of acid. Mm-hmm. And so that was really like the first house that we went to. And we picked up so much stuff.
It was vacant for many years, right?
Yes.
And I believe there was stuff still around in the house, like furniture and an old Christmas tree or something.
It was a time capsule.
Very much so. Because I ended up getting in the house and I looked down and there are stacks of newspapers that go to the, like, 4 feet off around five. And the highest one was from like 30 years ago. So there was just like, my God. And then there were Christmas ornaments from 1960, 1959, the last year the house was. And there's tinsel. And there's nothing less festive than tinsel that has been hanging for 60 years. Okay?
In a murder home.
It's like, this is just, it's like, oh, my God. And there's some furniture covered with blankets. And if you go into a very wealthy home, oh, for the season, we're going to cover the furniture. Well, you had the furniture covered. You had, like, gift boxes half open. You had tinsel. You had, it's just like, oh, my God, this is, I mean, I'm waiting for a monster to step up and strangle me or some unknown spirit. And I just realized, okay, that there was a tragedy here. It did happen. And how can we be of service? And so trying to explain to the dentist, who seemed to be stuck out of guilt, out of sadness. So you talk to them like you're talking to another person who has gone through a traumatic experience and has not overcome it. So we try to, you know, say, hey, there's forgiveness and love on the other side, that you don't have to stay here if you move towards the light. And so we try to explain it to spirits so that they will say, okay, I don't have to continue being trapped here. And for them too, time is not the same as us. Like 60 years for us can be a lifetime, but for them, it can be a 2-minute walk. They're stuck. They don't know what time it is.
Did you get any messages from the dentist at the Los Feliz home?
You know what it was? Is I felt a very high level of emotion and right. pain and sorrow. The message was right. that I can't leave. What I heard is that I can't leave for fear of being judged. I have enough consciousness to recognize that what I did was terribly wrong, and I'm afraid of being judged. And many of them in spirit seem to get to that point.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, I will say, you know, again, if you can understand what you did was wrong, then there's love and acceptance on the other side if you're willing to basically process what you did.
And the wife had already forgiven him. Her spirit yeah. came in and she was holding on to him and had already forgiven him, but he still was afraid to cross over for fear mm-hmm. of what might happen. We tried really hard to help him along.
But did it work? Did you feel that he was able to move on and become unlocked?
I'm not sure that it did. I mean, there have been times yeah. when it was very clear that the energy is, okay, right. it's all stopped. I felt yeah. like that this guy was in a loop of just anger and frustration and seemed incapable of wanting to listen. There's people in spirit will do things for as many wrong reasons as people in the physical do things. Ego, fear, greed, the idea that they're angry. There are vicious psychopaths that don't stop being vicious on the other side. They've kind of given in to that mindset.
This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. I hope you enjoyed this bonus content for True Crime Plus subscribers. Stay tuned for more bonus content in upcoming episodes.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.